To open up this second meeting, a little unusually, we've got two meetings this morning, so the first meeting's concluded, and this is the second meeting of the morning, which is the planning committee for the site visit at Six Mill Farm Barns. There are some members of the public present, so I'll just perhaps explain. I may have noticed a couple of members, including the chair, have left. The reason for that is this is a single application agenda, and the application which we're dealing with was deferred from committee on the 15th of June when it was previously considered. Members will be aware that to ensure fairness and probity in the decision-making process, only those members who've been present for the whole of the presentation and debate ought to participate in the decision-making. So the chairman was not in attendance on the 15th of June for this particular item. Unfortunately, the vice chairman who was present has had to give his apologies for today. For that reason, we therefore need to elect a person to chair this meeting. So I would invite nominations, and then we will need to move to a vote.
Can I propose Councillor Keeper?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Could we have a show of hands?
Of course, there's no allowances for this, you do realise that.
Thanks very much.
So, apologies, Chairman, it's just been explained from the Chairman, Councillor E.G.R. Jones, and from the Vice Chairman, Councillor Peter Jones. The Vice Chairman, Subbert, has left the room now, so that's Councillor Phillips. Apologies from Councillor McEwen and from Councillor G.P.K. Pardesi, who's substituted by Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you. Any declaration of members' interests or lobbying on this one, please?
It's all been offered. As said in the last one.
Yeah. Okay, I'm aware of that. But there's no predetermination through that lobbying.
No.
Okay, well, we're here to, as we're aware, discuss the application 22/35606/4. Which is for the erection of a 1.6 metre high black powder coated steel railings, part of replacement of existing fences. As has been described, this has been before this committee, and we're now discussing that following the site visit this morning. In terms of invitations of people to speak, it's the same situation. I should also point out that we're still not expecting a fire drill this afternoon, so if there is one, follow the officers and so on and so forth. I don't know if there's anything else I've missed off in this part of the process tonight. Yes, if there's a member of the public wish to speak, it's 3 minutes, and ward member, are we?
5 minutes.
Okay, so if a member of the public wishes to speak. Oh, beg your pardon, I'm jumping the gun, I'm sorry. Councillor, through you there. Yes, we're going to have a presentation first.
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman. As the Chairman said, this is a full planning application for the erection of 1.6 metre high black steel railings fronting Red Hill Road, and in part it is to replace 1.8 metre high fence, which you saw on your site visit this morning. That fence was refused by the committee in May 2021. And the existing fence is part of the red line boundary that you can see on there. The existing fence was considered by planning committee at the meeting on the 23rd of March of this year, when it resolved that it is expedient to take enforcement action to reduce the height of the fence to 1 metre, at which height it would be permitted development. Subsequent to that meeting, an enforcement notice has been issued and served. On page 10 of the agenda, under section 2.0, Principle of Development, I just need to correct that in two places it says Stafford rather than Stone, where it should say. So what you've got in front of you is effectively three reports together. There is the report, which is basically two sites and then the plan for the site visit meeting this morning. Attached to that, which is page 7 on the agenda, is the previous report of the 27th of July when you resolved to take a site visit. And then from page 8 onwards, that is the report of the committee, the report that went to committee on the 15th of June. So subsequent to the June report, two further representations were received. One of which opposed the fence as an eyesore. One of which said, I live opposite the site where you propose to put this eyesore at the fence. I would not want to look at it every day. I strongly oppose this going ahead. They've already put up a fence that surrenders, let alone this. And the other said, whilst I've commented the new design of fence is acceptable, there remain two issues from the previous application that are relevant. One, the fence line should be at the position of the old fence, approximately 800 mm further from the road and the newly installed item. And two, the new fence should not obscure the view of vehicles leaving Brookview. The first section should be about 1 metre high and repositioned. And then subsequent to the publication of the agenda for the 27th of July, another representation was received, which basically states they disagree with the report stating that no bund has been created. And then go on to provide more details on that. Clearly you've been out on site this morning and the purpose of visiting the site was so you could see the relationship of the pavement to the existing fence line and where there isn't a fence to the hedge and shrubbery and then to the land behind that. The proposed railings are considered to take a visually unobtrusive appearance and are sympathetic to the conservation area of which the proposal is on the edge. And you will see in the report that the conservation officer raises no objection to this revised scheme. It's considered the proposal does not harm the setting of the adjacent conservation area and is acceptable on highway safety grounds and is recommended for approval subject to the conditions listed. Listed on page 5 of the agenda. So, just to take you through the site, the proposal is the red edge that is on the screen. That's the aerial photograph, the same site. There's a series of 7 photographs, just to remind you what you've seen this morning from the house. From the outside of the site. This is the fence looking down towards the railway crossing. And image 6 also shows you the extent of the fence looking in the other direction. So the fence would be replaced by the proposed railings. The smaller area wooden fence and the gates here are at the top end of the site, so in other words where the number 2 is pointing at on that plan. Images 3, 4 and 7 show part of the fence and part of the unfenced area, and the wagons would run along both the fence, would replace the fence and continue along the unfenced area. And then that is a closer look of the southern part of the site. So the plans. Shows the red edge is the application site boundary, and the blue edge is the land under the applicant's ownership. Now, just to clarify, one question was raised while we were on site this morning in terms of the the metal gates, and as you can see from this is the plan I looked at while we were out. As you can see on here, those are the gates 2 metres high that we stood at the top of the site. And it's annotated on here slightly differently to what I wrote down to you. So that says existing 2 metre high galvanised gate. Now that points to the adjoining land, but it's actually on the boundary of this application. So that arrow on the drawing is not quite in the right location. And details of the right, that's the one I read out to you. It's, on this one it says existing galvanised gates to neighbouring land, but as you saw, this was to this site. So the proposal here is the 1.6 metre high railings, which you can see the drawing here. So my understanding of this is that the railings would replace the gates as well as fencing the rest of that frontage. As I say, Chairman, the application is recommended for approval subject to the conditions listed on page 5. Thank you.
Yeah. Is there a member of the public wishes to speak on this matter? So, I beg your pardon, we've been correct on both sides. It should be ward councillor speaks first. Hang on. Sorry to. I've always thought it was the public first and then the ward member. But we just.
Then the ward member.
Sorry, take the public first, then the ward member.
Yeah.
So Mr. Lodge first, and then the board member.
I shouldn't sit down here. Oh, we didn't
apologies.
Have a meet.
Yes, member for
the board member for the public.
No, member for the first, then member for the board member.
Thank you. That's the way it's always been done. For some reason, there was confusion here momentarily. Apologies for that. So, as has been previously said, you've got 3 minutes to speak on this matter, and I'll warn you when you've got a minute left. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Roy Barley. I'm a resident of Redhill Road, and I am one of the objectors to this application. And I've been asked to speak on behalf of many of the people that you met this morning. And I'd like to address three things. The effect of some 90 metres of black security fencing on the street scene, the lack of pedestrian visibility for Brookview, and even a railed fence can look solid from certain angles, and the potential for flooding has not been addressed properly by any of the officials involved. And accompanying me today are Mr. and Mrs. Turner, who live in Brookview in Redhill Road, and their house has been flooded on 3 occasions since this fence was installed in April 2019. As far as the detrimental impact of the conservation area is concerned with the proposed fence, that seems to have been overlooked. And as you saw this morning, the existing fence is only a third of what will be. There'll be another 60 metres, 90 metres of fence, perhaps, I think it's 94 metres. And we consider that it will be unsightly and it's not in keeping with the street scene. With regard to the pedestrian visibility, we now accept this is for the highways to deal with, and we're in consultation with the highways about this because the visibility was there in the first place. The fence has changed all of that, but it's a highway issue. On the flooding issue, since April 2019, there have been four incidents of flooding, three of which caused flooding in two of the houses downstream of the fence, and unfortunately caused damage in excess of £30,000.
You have 1 minute left.
We've not seen any substantive evidence of a potential risk of flooding is in any way diminished by this revised application, and if the application is approved, we are disappointed at the comments by some of the contributors to this application. We think that a flood assessment is essential, and as you saw this morning, I'm not sure how this word bund came into being, but there are obstructions behind that fence, which we believe was probably created during the construction phase of that fence, and the tailings and so on left there. And so we believe that as a first step, there should be a flood risk assessment before approving or not.
Thank you, that's just exactly 3 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councillor Ford. And you have 5 minutes again, I'll give you a 1 minute. Yeah. Thank you.
And on the assessment of flood risk, one of the questions is will the proposal increase flood risk elsewhere? And that is answered no, so please remember that. So, in my opinion, given the details of members of the public, that be aware of three flood indications, that it does actually pose a risk. If we can move on to the next page, please. Given when you go onto the Environment Agency flood mapping the planning area, the actual strip that's within the construction area is located in flood zone 1, and it states you will need to do a flood risk assessment if your site is any of the following, and one of those is at risk of from other sources of flooding such as surface water and or reservoirs. If you can move on to the next one, please. That shows you the site and the flood risk assessment map for severe flooding, zone 3 and zone 2. If you move on to the next slide, please. That now shows you surface water. And if you see the target, and keep an eye on that. If you move on to the next slide, please. Just above that target, and between that and the, where it says the half of the red here, you'll see a little runoff. Now that is exactly where the drainage is on the road, and where the flooding issue has come from. If you move on to the next slide, please. So you can see where those white curb stones are. That's that area where it should run off. That's a natural flow of the water. Next slide, please. This is the part of the planning application that you've done, and on there is the cross section AA. Just move on to the next slide in greater detail. Move on to the next slide, please. Just slightly greater detail, you'll see that it shows the footpath being level with the ground on the other side of the fence. That's the detail that's given to us. Next slide, please. Land Drainage Act 1991, 23, section 1A. No person shall erect mill, dam, weir, or other like construction to other like obstruction to the flow of any ordinary water course, or raise any otherwise, or raise or otherwise alter any such obstruction. And an ordinary water course is one of two types of water course as set out in statute in England and Wales. Ordinary water courses include every river, stream, ditch, drain, cut, dike, sluice, sewer, and passage, and this is the important bit, and passage through which water flows and which does not form part of a main river. So that is actually a water course, that part of the area of that road. Next slide, please. And again, please. Right, this, what you have in front of you, is the representation from the flood risk officer. His second paragraph down reads, the boundary is at a low point on Red Hill Road, which provides a natural exceedance route for the flood waters, as you've just seen, that exceeds the capacity of the highway drainage system. If this natural flow path is blocked, flood water can build upon the highways. Build upon the highway to levels that pose flood risk to the adjacent properties. Next slide, please. Now, this is further up Red Hill Road, and this is looking down from the hills at where the water runs, and that's the type of flow of water you're getting running down the hill. Next slide, please. This is at the bottom of the runoff that joins a road where you can see all the gullies are blocked. Then, next slide, please. This is some of the receding floodwaters, I might add. Next slide, please. You can see more detail of the fence in that area, again with some debris from the flooding that's filled with those graves. Next slide, please. Originally what it looked like before the fence was in. And the next slide, please. Now, this shows you the edge of where the two fences meet, where it flows around there and into the properties. That's actually flooding in progress. Now,
I'm sorry, Councillor, that's your 5 minutes. Okay. Thank you. Right, I've been to discussion to councillors. Anybody wish to speak? Okay, Councillor Nixon.
Can I just ask one number of questions? What was the situation with flooding before?
There wasn't. It's obviously since the fence was erected that the flooding has taken place.
So when it was like that,
it's the actual spoils, I think, of when the fence was put in, it's built up around on the back of it that's causing the flooding.
Councillor Hall.
This has been a fairy tale from the beginning. Unfortunately, it turned into a nightmare. The fairy tale for the applicant was some of the answers. Is this a flood risk zone? No. Another one was, are there trees or hedges on land adjacent to the proposed development that might be important as part of the local landscape character? No. Absolutely. I'll call it an error. go to the last slide, number 17. That there, I was actually taking that photograph, it's part of the video. And I have to stress that when the water comes down Red Hill, the ferocity of the water and the natural course of the water always used to be, it would go straight across the field and down into the Scotch Brook. It now doesn't do that because the camp of the road brings it around to the fence where it can't find a natural get out. So that's the actual drive of the couple who have been flooded three times. And no doubt, we have rainfall as bad as it was that night. I think that was January the 20th. It will happen again. I was horrified today when we went on the site visit. I haven't been there for months. To see that the applicant is now building himself a lodge of logs and has put in fence posts. So when the water does come, because it's being filled up with all the wood, the logs that are being chopped down, which I feel is criminal in itself, the water's going to hit that if it can go through, and it will once again form a dam, and the water will be pushed away down into those two houses, because it's not just the one house that floods, next door floods as well, and it floods really, really quickly. The water brings down large pebbles. You saw the picture. If you can just go back and just show the amount of debris that it brings down. I'm not sure which photograph it is. It could be what's the one before that. So there you go. You can see the depth of the water. That's the morning after, when quite sensibly the fence panel had been taken out, the gravel boards have been taken out, and although the water there is quite low, it was extremely deep. But if you go back to number 15, you can actually see the amount of debris that it leaves behind, and it is excessive. This is part of the Modishull Valley, and the Scotch Brook has poured down for hundreds of years. It's described as a hard and dominating boundary. That's this fence, a hard and dominating boundary. And we've seen the awful metal gate today, which was always a natural walkway down into the town by residents. And we've got that gate there now, and it certainly looks as though that's not going to be a walkway ever again. I'm extremely worried about this. I feel that the residents have been really, really failed, that a proper flood report wasn't done. And yes, I've spoken to the flood officer. He tells me that it's flood zone 2, flood zone 3, but that's prior to when we're having these floods, the three times that they've been flooded. And we're considering the fence today. I understand that, but the natural build-up of debris, of soil, of root, that is stopping the water from going down there, I don't think it's going to change. And until something's done about that, we call it a bund, until something's done about it, and the applicant endears himself to the rest of the estate, not have this harsh wall, it's almost like a Berlin wall, have something natural, you know, and to think he's going to take out the rest of the hedgerow, absolutely disgraceful. That's an ancient hedgerow. It shouldn't be allowed. And I just don't know what the answer is. There has to be a flood report. And yes, we're considering the fence. So there we go.
Councillor Trowbridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very confused now. Very confused. I'll tell you why. The flood risk officer says it's in flood zone 1 and says there's no issue. The ward member says it's in 2 and 3. If houses are being flooded, it must be in. Well, if it's been flooded three times in the last couple of years, it's got to be in the flooding 100 years or more. just, I, what I'm trying to get to here is who's wrong and what's missing, and are Severn Trent, so I gather it's Severn Trent there with the water being taken away, are they daft enough not to know where their flood zones are, or, and are they silly enough to put this through as no risk when there obviously are? I was here to say, metal fencing back over there, it's all open, brilliant, get rid of that, put in the original, what looked like the original, when you looked at that one piece, it was metal, and there was some metal still in there, Drove. I would say, brilliant, put the metal back in, it'll solve the problem. Don't allow him to take any more hedgerow out, because the hedgerow won't help with flood water, obviously, but it will help to suck up water. But I'm just really confused, and that's enlightening, and I'd like a bit of help to, what flood risk do we look at? Do we look at what we know has happened, those two houses, or are they quite new houses and have only been there a few years and shouldn't have been built on a flood zone? I'm confused. Please help me.
The houses are relatively new, they've been built in the last 10 years, and the land behind them is raised up from what it originally was. You can see the gabions that raised the garden area. You see the report says that it's flood zone 1, and that was also on one of County Kent's mappings. So flood zone 3 is a dark blue, and flood zone 2 is the lighter blue, which is basically along the river.
Can you, on Councillor Kenny's photo, show me the route he was saying that we're blocking that should be there? I think it's on the next slide, because it all went too quick.
And next one as well, please. If I can just indicate to you.
Yeah.
Between the target and the R of the Red Hill, you see a little spur coming up? That one there, yes.
Okay.
So that's the natural flow of the water when it runs up and when it ponds up down there.
So my question is to the officer now then, is there a way to accept this as metal fencing, but something be put into where that flood water should run to make it so that flood water still runs? I don't know whether you say a little bit of a ditch or something, but and apologies for putting you on the spot here, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
The difficulty here is that what the application is for 1.6 metre high railings. And as I said before,
doesn't seem to be an issue.
You could build a fence, wall, or other means of enclosure up to a metre in height without planning permission. It would be permitted development. So the applicant could build a brick wall with no space for water to go through at all. As long as it didn't exceed a metre in height, wouldn't need planning permission.
Okay, then, absolutely, I want to accept this for a metal fence, because it's much, much better than letting him go down that route of making the bottom solid. Because this is, where did I look? 1.6 high black coated steel railings, and I know the picture shows it to be open railings,
yeah.
But it doesn't say open railings on the description. Can you absolutely guarantee that it's open railings? I know the picture says that, but it's just the paperwork doesn't.
Open railings, and would provide and would ensure no additional constriction.
Yes.
To any water flow.
Well, it would open even that little bit up.
Particularly foundations for the fence.
Sorry.
No.
Explain that again. Sorry.
I was thinking in terms of foundations for the fence. to the wording that we're suggesting here.
So on this one, plan four, those railings there, and you can see the ground and the, where the posts go into the ground.
Yeah.
So it shows, you can, shows you've got the gap underneath at the bottom, and then you've got gaps between the individual railings, and then the two horizontal bars that join them.
And on there, it does say new metal, as in it won't be the posts that are there now. Concrete posts. They'll be gone because they'll be metal ones.
They will go, yes.
Can we then make sure that that is the same height as the pavement outside? Is there a way to do that?
Sorry, say that again. Can we make sure what?
It's the same height as the pavement or not?
No.
No. It's not a way.
No.
Okay. Then I think we've done everything we can. As far as the planning law goes, I can't see.
Can I, Councillor Edgar, before I bring in Councillor Fordham, have you got an explanation?
Councillor Kenny.
Kenny, sorry, Kenny.
Can I just clarify something? The point I made is that area where the flood water should drain off is, in my mind, and has happened since that fence has gone in, that the spoils from the fence that previous that the fence has been put up, it's been mounded up to a degree, whether it be a few inches or not, it causes the water to come down. You have 2 metres of application where that ground could be levelled off, and so that the water runs off as a condition.
Now, come back, Mr. Chairman. We did go into sight and saw it was the tree bud was still in there, it was the trees. You could see. Especially when you went back to where the hedgerow hasn't been disturbed, I absolutely could see that was natural. I didn't feel for 1 minute he's built a band or made a band at all. So I can't agree with that little bit. As you walked up where nothing had been disturbed, the tree roots had pushed up. And it will over time, and it will go higher. You can't stop that unless we've got rid of all the trees. I think we've done as much as we can on this. I still say that.
Is this a proposal, Councillor Treasury?
You can have it as a proposal if you want to accept it as officer's recommendation.
Councillor Edgeley.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, well, if this railing is erected, I'd like to think that it's painted green, actually, where it blends in with the. Can we do that, put it in a condition that it's painted green? And also to make sure that those gates are gone, you know, to make sure that those gates are awful, to make sure those gates are gone.
Chairman, the application is for a black fence.
Mm.
So that's what you're considering.
I can't leave it, put condition on it, it's painted green. It's blended in from one, so it's not an eyesore.
Well, looking at the existing lower railings there, they were difficult to see because obviously they're rusted, but they look dark in colour.
And the ones that were still in the fence,
okay. Councillor Godfrey indicated next year.
Just a quick question. Going back to what we asked Councillor Kelly just now, I can ask you, the Raves Land, what would you like? Is that there for the old fence? Just to be clear.
What we saw when we went into the site this morning was that there was an area approximately where the two fence lines meet in the corner that was level,
yeah.
Pretty level. Near
when, when it was like that?
It was now.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Just behind the
the lower fence facing the road, it was level. You could see, because the gravel board's been removed, you could see underneath. But apart from that, virtually all the way along, there were either tree, there were tree roots, I think that tree there, and things like that. And as Councillor Trowbridge has said, a number of occasions weren't there, where tree roots were above the level of pavement by a few inches, so 10, 20 centimetres, something like that.
So the point I'm making is the actual ground itself hasn't changed from when it was looking like that to what it looks like now.
It doesn't appear to have done.
So the point of that, again, I'm trying to get to it, is the water isn't hitting something new behind the fence to create the flooding. It's already like that in the first place.
There were, along the area where those railings are approximately, there were a number of places where, what do we call them, shrubs or something, or trees had been planted, and you could see that, particularly on that area. So it may well be that that had a slightly different level, I don't know. But when you look at that photograph, you can see the level is higher than the pavement anyway, where the railings are.
Yeah.
Not by much, but...
I'm kind of new to it. It certainly seems to me that there was a case here, maybe if Sandbury Council could do something in respect to the flooding, and that's actually get in touch with the administrator, whoever, and say, oh, can we have a flood assessment on this? There's obviously something seriously wrong. As regards the application before us at the moment, the fence, well, yeah, as it's the improvements from what's there, and it's a fair bullet, so we have to probably go along with supporting those improvements. But only if we can maybe write to somebody, write to the government authority, say, oh, this one's looking at something wrong here, and these houses are getting flooded where they were getting flooded before.
Is that a seconding?
I'm not seconding it, I'm not supporting it.
Councillor Hood.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you're mistaken about the height of the soil. The applicant has done considerable work on this area that we're looking at now. And I was quite shocked when we went there today to see how many trees he's actually cut off and cut down. He planted, and I don't know how many there were exactly because I haven't counted them, but he planted lots of trees right up to the boundary of that fence. So a natural bund was formed. Yes, we did see the big old trees which had the huge root mass which were forming a natural blockade to the water. But he has created that level of earth. It wasn't natural. There were shrubs there that were flat to the ground, but he has built up that, and that's what, in part, when the gravel boards were removed, that in part is what stopped the water going down. It is not a natural height. And I'll say yet again, yes, there were some trees who had raised the earth, but that it wasn't there before he did it. He set about doing the natural little tree plantation, but what on earth has happened in the meantime, I do not know, because I noticed a number of perfectly healthy new young trees have just been chopped off at the top, and some removed, and we saw them chopped up in panels within the wooden stakes. So I don't know what he's doing now. Who knows?
I have to say, Chair, with counter review, that was my concern, that something has physically changed behind it.
Yeah.
And I think it is the case.
Anybody else wish to speak?
I'm still confused. I really am, because the bund bit I looked at, and I need one of the councillors to answer me this, I really do, because not here, here was level, I could see that, but past those trees, further up, where you get to where the hedge hasn't been disturbed yet, so that is the old brambles with all the lovely blackberries, the blackcurrants, that actually I've pinched a few, they're lovely. And you can see the old fence still in it, the old black metal fence like that in. The other side of that for hundreds of years. So I'm still as confused. I think something's happened in between exactly where the council has stated the water flew before. I think something's happened in that spot and that spot alone. I don't think it's further up and I don't think it's further down. And that way, I think that's the bit that needs looking at. But I can't understand what you're saying there, Jill, because of what I saw. And so I still am confused. Can we actually say anything to the Water Authority when they said no issue? Can we say anything to our flood expert when he's saying no issue? When we know two houses get flooded? I don't know, can
we... The lead local flood authority, flood team, you see their comments at the top of page 12. They, in terms of the application that was refused by committee back in 2021 for the fence, they had concerns about that, and there was numerous different designs in terms of putting grills at the bottom to replace the gravel boards, etc. And they were concerned about the flow of water. I mean, you can see the comments on the second one. Further response following public comments dated the 11th of May. The Jackson Barbican Imperial spec sheet shows a 119mm pale pitch, and there would be no solid panel above. This is therefore preferable to either a solid gravel board or a 15mm grid, which is what they were talking about in the previous application, and comparable to the previous railings and on this basis acceptable. And you know, all I can tell you is what the county as the lead local flood authority is saying.
And your wording earlier on absolutely drives into my head that he could build a small wall there anyway. And there's nothing we could do about it. Now, that would cause an issue, a huge issue for these, the people who live in those two houses, a huge issue.
Yeah.
And so to have metal railings put back has got to be the way to go. So this application is for metal railings. The trouble is, this has gone on too long. He's caused too much damage in the past. He's upset absolutely everyone in the street. And so it's grown into something huge. But the method, what this is saying is erection of high black powder coated steel railings. And that, to me, has got to be better. And I still say I accept this as officer's recommendation.
Councillor Beattie.
Chairman, I'd like to support the proposal, so I will second it. And as with everybody else here, probably I'm reluctant because I don't think this applicant has behaved very well towards the local neighbourhood. I mean, he really needs to work with the local people and help prevent this flooding. But in terms of the planning system, this, I don't see we have a choice.
Yeah, I mean, as we always say, you've got to have a substantive reason for turning it down and know what that is. So there was other people indicating they want to speak before we take the vote. Councillor Nixon was one.
Well, I was just going to say something similar. I mean, metal railings are not going to affect any flooding, in my opinion, because effectively, if you took all the fence away, the problem would still be there. The problem is behind that. So we're here to discuss the railings and the railings alone. So I was going to second the proposal, but it's really good.
Okay, any other comments? In that case, we've got it proposed and seconded by Councillor Beattie. All those in favour of the application?
One, two, three, four.
Yeah.
Well, Chair, if it could, I think still think staff and Borough Council as a planning authority should, just so it's concerned to develop the planning authorities regarding
Yeah. Just if just before we do close the meeting, I think what
take a vote on against
as well. On against, yes. I'll make a comment after we've had the about those who voted against it. So
that's one, two.
Yeah. From my own opinion, for what it's worth, before we close the meeting, we have climate change. There's considerable runoff coming down adjacent roads with the debris coming down. What impact building up there's had, and the whole area, I think, is what councillors are intimating, is there needs to be a serious study, particularly before significant rain comes in the autumn. Some people would have their fingers crossed on that. To see if we could get something reassessed, because something has changed. It may be the ground levels, it may not. The applications we've said is about the fence, and that's what we're talking about here. Heaven forbid there was a wall built, but there needs to be some sort of investigation followed on by other authorities as to what the issue and what's causing it and what we need to
action. Can we have that minuted, Chair?
I'm happy with that being minuted. Councillor Hood?
Yeah, I just wonder that if when we have an application that we can check that the truth is told on the applications, you know, the reason for the application was to build an orchard where I saw a monkey puzzle tree, olive trees. I didn't see any fruit trees. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, councillors. Thank you for your time. I'll close the meeting.